作者对于这老太太的这番描述是相当优秀的。 So we cite this sentence， 把这句话背出。 We know the old lady felt exhausted， 直接用 tired 我觉得都不够。 The old lady felt exhausted， 她已经是精疲力尽了啊。 Or the old lady felt what？ Tired out。 The old lady felt what？Worn out， 还记得吗？我在给同学们讲四个 exhaust 的时候，曾经提到过 exhaust， tire out， wear out， fatigue， 应该有印象啊。Her shopping had tired her， 这里道明的原因 tire， 注意它本身是一个及物动词，所以上街购物让她精疲力尽。Or the shopping had exhausted her， 啊 ，and her basket had grown heavier。In fact， 这位是 her basket had grown heavier and heavier， 哎，她的篮子是越来越沉重。With every step off the way home， 每往家里走一步，她的篮子似乎就变得更沉重一点。所以这种描述方式啊，其实就是我们同学们常说的 her basket had grown heavier and heavier。好，那你不妨来翻一个语句，我们套一下。上课这事是让我精疲力尽呐、啊，所以我每往家里走一步，我的书包是似乎变得越沉重。OK， alright， maybe you have such a feeling 啊，可能有这种一种感受。So what？ 上课 ，having a lesson， a tired me and my school bag had grown heavier with every step of the way home。Right， 背熟它啊。In the lift, her thoughts were on lunch and good rest. Okay, recite this sentence. 那么同学们发现，这和我们同学们经常所用的表达方式不太一样。In the opinion, we all say, in the lift, she thought about her lunch and a good rest. 以我们的表述方式，同学们肯定会这样表达 ：think about， 考虑，在这个电梯上，他就考虑吃午饭的事儿，还要好好的休息一下。但作者却没有这么表述，而采用了一个比较怎么样重点的表达方式。我们用 her thoughts 做主语。 In the lift her thoughts were on lunch， 所以你要注意，一提到自己的想法思维集中在什么上，那么这个 thoughts 名词肯定要和介词 on 搭配在一起。所以电梯上他的整个心思都扑在了想好好的吃一顿午餐，然后再好好的休息休息。哎，那么你来翻译语句。哦，我没有注意到你，因为我当时的想法完全集中在这个课本上了。 So I didn't notice you at that time, at that moment. Why? Because my thoughts were on the textbook. Got it? So when you listen to your teachers, you must what? Listen to them carefully. They say your thoughts must be on them, right?But when she got out at her own floor， 在自己那楼层出来了， both were forgotten in her sudden discovery that her front door was open。 好，请同学们把这句话背熟。为使上下文结构相当的可以说很自然，不会导致歧义，我们刚提到了 her thoughts were on lunch and a good rest。 So the old lady only wanted to do the two things， 这老太太想做的只是这两件事情。那么这个 both 就指代什么？ Lunch and good rest， right？ 所以他这两个想法不是 forgotten， 都已经被忘记掉了。 Why？ And when he forgot about the two thoughts， 那什么情况下他把这两种想法全给忘掉了呢？ In her sudden discovery that her front door was open。 In fact say when she discovered that her front door was open。 Got it？好，我们再次复习到了哪一个结构？ In the belief that， 在前面53课我们刚刚介绍过。那么这些政府工作人员有的时候呢会表现得过分热情，会犯错误，他们内心却有一种想法，就是在全心全意地为公众服务。还记得这个语句吗？ So public officials can make mistakes or act overzealously in the belief that they are serving the public， 这个结构形式一致的。So in her sudden discovery that， 它就那个相当于 discovery 的动词形式 discover。好，那我们换一个表达方式。Both were forgotten when suddenly she discovered that her front door was open. Right? So we know thief what may have already broken into her house. 那可能有贼已经闯入她家里了啊。She was thinking that she must reprimand her home help the next morning.For such a monstrous piece of negligence. 好，我不要求你全背，但是你要把握住 For such a monstrous piece of negligence. 我们刚提到 negligence is a countable noun， 它是一个不可数名词。所以如果你想指代这么可怕的一次粗心大意的事情，那么这个 negligence 前必须要接受 a piece of 的限定，就使它表现得更加具体化了。所以他在想啊，他一定要在第二天上午要好好的训斥那个 home help， 为什么呢？ For such a monstrous piece of negligence， 就是因为他这么可怕的粗心大意的事儿啊。When she remembered， when 这里并不表示当什么时候， in fact at the moment， 而恰恰就在这时， she remembered that she had gone shopping after the home help had left。 Yes， let's say we know the old lady left her house after her home help。这老太太是怎么样后离开家的、So it was not her home helper's fault. 原文之一，这并不是她的 home helper 的过错啊。她突然这个时候想起来了，她去购物是在 home help 离开家之后走的。And she knew that she had turned both keys in their locks. 这表述的比较婉转。In fact, the writer is suggesting the old lady what locked her door.Got it? 其实简单地用法锁门就是 lock door， right？ 但他为什么用到了 turn both keys in their locks？ 言文之一，他的两把钥匙都在锁里面转动了。言文之一，把两道门全都锁上了。这就是用来加强语气，以示强调。She walked slowly into the hall and at once noticed that all the room doors were open. Yet.Following her regular practice, she had shut them before going out. 好，请同学们把这个 following 这儿从到句尾背熟。那么她慢慢地走进大厅，那么立刻注意到所有的房门都是开着的。然而哈、这一个 yet 连接词引导出了两个并列句。Yet she had shut them before going out, following her regular practice. 我们也可以把这个分词结构调制到句尾去。这里 following 是she 所发出的一个主动动作，所以是现在分词做状语。那么一般来讲，按照自己的习惯做法，他总是在出去前把门要关上。Looking into the drawing room, she saw a scene of confusion over by her writing desk. Over 在什么周围哈？她看到了一片狼藉的景象。Confusion means chaos. It was as clear as daylight, but.That burglars had forced entry during her absence. During her absence, that's it, when she was not at home, right? 所以在她不在家的时候，这很清楚，这个入室行窃的人已经是进来了。我要求大家把握这个表达方式。It was as clear as daylight that. 英文语言的最大的特点我讲过，它是表述的越具体，在进行描述的时候是越具体越好。所以我们在英语的时候不要总是犯一个什么样的毛病呢？一提到非常的清楚 ，it was quite clear， it was very clear， it was extremely clear， right？ 不要用这，不要总是应用这些副词。当然，在综合的描述当中，你可以用这些副词去进行综合概述，但是在叙述一个具体的事情的时候，越具体越好。所以像我们提到他这个人呢，很是倔强，还记得吗？He is what? As stubborn as a mule, right? 而不要说 he is stubborn. 如果你很穷，那么就不要说 you are poor, you are very poor, you are quite poor, you as poor as church mouse. Yes. 我们第一个 as 可以略掉，所以可以直接表达为 It was clear as daylight. 那就更简单了。像白天一样的清晰，那么这也非常的明确明显了。或者我们可以运用哪一个表达方式呢？ Obviously burglars had forced entry during her absence, right? 那么这样把那 that 也得省略掉了，我们直接运用一个副词 obviously。Forced entry 强行进入，破门而入。OK, her first impulse was to go around all the rooms looking for the thief. 好，把这个语句背熟。我们已经学到过 impulse 冲动，所以她的第一个反应就是要整个房间里转一圈，去寻找那贼。啊 ，looking for 是 go around 的伴随，转光转语。But then she decided that.At her age, it might be more prudent to have someone with her. 那么她决定以她的年龄还是找一个人跟她一起这么做更好一点，更审慎一点 ，right? Be prudent, huh? It might be more prudent. 注意 prudent 的比较级。So she went to fetch the porter from his basement. Okay.By this time, her legs were beginning to tremble. Okay, we know. The old lady must have been frightened. 那当时老太太肯定是很害怕。哎 ,okay. So she sat down and accepted a cup of very strong tea. 你发现哈，这里用到了 very 的限定。Why did she drink a cup of very strong tea? 为什么喝了一杯浓茶？ Why?Sometimes I should say a cup of very strong tea can calm us. 就是说，这浓茶可以让我们保持镇定。Yeah. 他没有用 drink， 而是用到了什么 accept， 更符合书面语言的写作。所以你在翻译的时候呢，一定要注意。这个时候，他的两条腿开始打颤了，因此他坐了下来，然后喝下了一杯。浓茶，你不仅仅要喝了，而应该是喝下了啊，这是不一样的。Well, he telephoned the police. Then her composure regained. You know, regain means recover. 还记得吗？我们在讲 recover 的时候，曾经给同学们提到 regain 啊，所以他的这个镇定又恢复了。